foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug Benson.
Doug Benson?
Hello. Oh.
Doug Benson? Hi.
And then you say...
I'm Karen Anderson. Hi, Doug.
You don't say hi to me, you're saying hi to the listeners.
Hi, everyone.
We've done 1,000 episodes and we still don't have this part right.
And this is Dining with D and K, formerly Dining with Doug and Karen, formerly Not a Thing. And we are at Severance, which doesn't sound like a restaurant. That's an interesting word, Severance.
Severance Pay. I don't think it's spelled that way, though.
I think it's spelled like Severance. An A. Oh, and Severance is spelled with all E's?
I don't think it is.
It also just means like a way to break up with somebody, isn't it? Like the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Kind of? To sever ties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, that's interesting because they do a pop-up next door, which is all connected. And they're doing a pop-up for when it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's a breakup bar.
Yeah. Right. That's what it says next door. Yeah.
It's a Netflix thing, apparently.
What?
A show coming on Netflix called Breakup Bar.
About this bar next door?
No, so they're just using this for like a...
like a place for people to post Instagram pictures.
Yeah, and there's a little booth over there, and it's one of those boomerang booths, and we could go take our picture, we'll put it on the Instagram. The
people love it. Let's do that after. Yes.
Wow, you guys are so marketing savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
We're really trying to sell this shit.
This podcast is now a campaign for a Netflix show.
Guys, I mean, I started an Instagram account. We've got almost up to 75 followers. So
that's 76, cool. Baby.
We got almost 400, Doug, just since I started that, baby.
Oh.
I think people like you guys.
We're super popular.
Aren't
you super popular?
He's pretty popular.
You have 17 podcasts and people like all of them. Isn't that a recipe for being popular?
It's a recipe
Doug Benson?
For getting free food.
Is that what people say to you?
You know Doug Benson?
The people that know me ask you that?
No, people that I work a different job every day practically.
Oh, yeah, it's true. You're out there in the streets.
Yeah, they love it.
What are you working on now?
I'm working on Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party, which I'll tell you, I believe they stole the idea from us because we've been doing this for a long time. A comedian stoner. He's not a comedian, but he's a stoner. She's like into food, right, Martha?
Mm-hmm.
They talk about it and stuff. And I thought, I like that. But we can do that on TV with famous Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I don't think we invented cooking and talking.
I don't
think they got that from us.
Comedy and food.
We're very underground. I find like some people who like comedy will think this show has too much food talk, and people who like food talk will think it'll have too much comedy.
Or they just won't think it's funny.
That's true, too.
Look at that. She put the little...
They could just ignore the... We should introduce her.
Kick you while you're down.
We should introduce our guests.
I know. We're just... I think now at this point...
I was going to try to say the date a long time ago. We digressed.
We got sidetracked.
The date is February 13th. We are pre-taping this a week in advance. So when you're hearing this, I hope you had a good Valentine's Day. And we are on Melrose Avenue at Severance. We'll find out why it's called that shortly. And our guest, who you've already heard from.
Who can't keep her trap shut.
Yeah.
It's real motor mouth.
Yeah. Do you want to try saying it? I taught Karen how to say your name right before the show.
Milana.
Yeah.
It's my first guess.
Good.
But try the last name.
Oh.
Come on, you can do it.
I need to look at it.
What if I promise not to correct you? And just whatever you say, you can refer to me as Miss whatever.
But do you do that in your life? Do you just not correct people sometimes?
I don't find much purpose in correcting people anymore.
But they must be wildly wrong, though, sometimes.
All the time.
I'm going to go phonetic.
Okay.
Vain trub. No.
No? But that's fine, and you can call me that, and we'll stick with it.
It's Vine, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Vine?
Yeah. Rhymes it's with just wine.
Oh, good.
It actually
wine
means
trub, though?
It means wine grapes in German.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is a
nice
episode
Riesling.
For her to be here with
My
us.
My ancestors have made this happen.
Oh, I thought you were going to show me a tit.
I'm going to show you a tit.
No, she unzipped her jacket. I thought she was going to show me a t-shirt that says, jacket. I'm from wine country. Like I have my Sharon.
Oh, you have a Sharon is Karen shirt on.
Yeah, because somebody started saying at work yesterday, Sharon and Sharon is Karen, Karen is Sharon. You know, like, because my name's Karen. They kept, I don't know. And I was like, well, I have a shirt like that. And then I brought
she
it.
Wore but yours is and Sharon. Everybody laughed.
Sharon is Karen. I think you could go either way.
I love that.
Yeah, we work a lot with a lady named Sharon.
Yeah, so we
did you get those
so
made?
That's where that she came from. Made. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
sweet.
It's pretty fun. What are you working on right now?
I moved, and my boyfriend's mother is in town. I don't know what you're talking
those
about.
Those are both full-time jobs.
Those are a lot of my time right now.
In her spare time, she's on television.
Yeah. That's the fun. That's just my daily normal life. Yeah.
Right.
Then the work comes up. Mm-hmm. So moving is,
I know, it's rough. But I'm going to South By in a couple weeks.
Neat. I'm going to be there, too.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do some podcasts there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I'm somewhere, I'm doing
do
podcasts
six to seven
there.
Podcasts?
Yeah. I'm going to do a couple while I'm there and some stand-up and some movie mocking and the whole deal.
That's going to be so fun.
I get the whole package and be there for like seven nights, I think.
Yeah, I'll be there for like 5 nights.
Okay. Those will cross over for sure.
I think something's cooking.
See what's up. See what they got in mind.
He is a professional, I'll tell you right now.
I had a tiny piece of quiche like 6 hours ago. I am
Oh, good, good.
I'm ready. I am ready.
That's perfect. Show up just starving.
To a food podcast. I mean, everything tastes better when you're desperate.
Do all wine bars like have like a big jar that has,
corks.
The corks in them?
Yeah, I've seen them
Because I don't really go to wine bars, so I don't really know what they... What
I've
the
seen them turn
are.
Them into like bulletin boards, like actual cork boards.
Cork boards.
But I think those have keychains on them, so they're even more clever.
Oh, I think we're allowed to have one. I wonder if it says severance on the cork.
It's like
you
a treat.
It
it's like a toy you get at the end of being good at the dentist.
I'm gonna ask, but I think I know what it is.
What?
I think it's a special cork that you get. Let's see. Here's Evan.
Oh, the ring is so you can pull it out.
Oh, what's that? Evan, please, take a seat.
How's it going?
Hi, nice to meet you. This is Evan Charest, everybody. Wanna. He is the chef here.
Well, I'm a chef and owner and kind of a little bit. I have a couple leads helping me. I'm actually, I used to work for Patina Restaurant Group. This is my first solo project.
Oh,
what
Patina.
Restaurants does Patina have?
Yeah, I have
that umbrella.
Nick and Steph's and a bunch of stuff downtown, the Walt Disney Concert Hall. And
cool.
A bunch of catering. A lot of good stuff. This is my first solo project, and I brought out a little fried olive. It's kind of a snack item.
Whoa.
Look at these babies.
It's an easy twist on
amuse-bouche.
People that hate olives, we just fry them, and now you will love them.
Is that really how
olives,
it works?
If you cover
something in dough and butter, it's better.
Yeah, it's automatically better. It's true, but I could think of some things I wouldn't want even deep fried.
And what?
Mayonnaise.
You mean the thing that's right next to it? Is that an aioli?
That is a garlic aioli, just in case your arteries needed more help.
Is aioli that bad for you? I mean, isn't it just olive oil and egg?
Yeah,
and garlic?
Mayo.
Oh, there's mayo in it.
Yeah.
That's not how I make my aioli, but...
You know what? You got a good point. Why is mayonnaise so bad? I mean, it's really eggs and olive oil, right?
I mean, that's really
all. It's an omelet. It's a raw omelet.
It's good for your skin.
Can I start?
Oh, yeah, please.
I mean,
yeah, get into it. How do you describe this place? It's because wine bar doesn't really say it.
So at the core of it, it's a wine bar, but it's a lot more than that. We do a lot of heavier food that a lot of wine bars don't do. We do a really focus on cheese fondues. We have a wood fire grill, so we got a little large format. At dinners, we do a lot of wood-fired flatbreads. And then, more importantly, we do a lot of large-format champagne and sherry cocktails.
What does that mean, so
we do, like, big old champagne punches. Like in
that people share with big, long straws?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. I like that.
Yeah. Some of them are, like, tiki essence, but most of them are more, like, classically champagne-based. So they're kind of just a new way to experience wine. So it's not just...
Yeah,
you know,
out of a little glass,
accessible.
That
yeah, so don't get me wrong. We still do. We do classic. Yeah, cups are horrible.
She hates cups.
Bowls are great. But we also
slapping my water off from the table.
Oh,
a lot of times she'll just bring a ladle with her and see whatever she can get.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we have ladles for them, so you could drink it right out of the ladle, I guess.
So wine, punch, and fondue is sort of the three-word description of what's going on
exactly.
here.
But these are very special. You haven't tried this
yet? No, I haven't yet.
I really love olives. I do, too. Since I was a kid, my parents were like, what kind of child loves olives? But I would, you know, dress them on my fingers and eat them all one at a time.
That is unusual.
That's unusual. Yeah, I love them. And now that it's fried and battered, I can't not eat
them. I mean, that is really...
It's very special.
Delightful.
Thank you.
It's like, it doesn't feel too heavy for something that's fried because there's essentially a vegetable in the middle.
Don't look in it.
Is an olive a fruit because it has a seed in the middle?
Yes. don't look and tell me what kind of olive it is, what do you think?
Oh.
Is it green?
Nope.
No?
Unless they're all different.
It's all the same. The Kalamata.
Oh.
You are the worst game player.
Was I not supposed to say that out loud?
Well, no, he's great at it. He got the answer
there's
right.
There's only like five options. You know? It's like, I mean, there's hundreds of options, but only five we get.
I thought it was green on the inside.
When would you have gotten to Kalamata?
Never.
What would have been next?
Black.
Exactly my point. I mean, it's pitted. I guess that's a...
Oh, it's like a Kalamata, for those that aren't familiar. For those that are listening for the comedy and not the food, are these... kind of maroon colored, dark purple, eggplant colored ones. I would have never have guessed.
They're Greek.
They're delicious. They're Greek.
Milana, are you Greek? Milana.
I'm from Uzbekistan. But I grew up.
Excuse me? No.
Karen thinks that place is made up anyway.
Oh, that's where Borat's from.
Yeah, see, I knew that you were going to say something like that.
I mean, I wish I could get more offended about it. You know, like I wish there were social grounds for me to be like, I can't, like there was a Twitter storm about people saying that about Uzbekistan. The problem is there aren't enough powerful people from Uzbekistan, but one day I will rise, Karen, and take you down for that Borat.
Maybe we could go there on a vacation sometime.
I think, you know what, it's actually kind of, you know the Seinfeld episode where he goes to the dentist and his dentist converts to Judaism so he can make Jew jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he makes like just bad jokes and he's like, I'm not offended as a Jew, I'm offended as a comedian. That's a little bit how I feel about that. Like I'm a little offended as an Uzbek person, but then I'm mostly just offended as a comedian because
Borat's my first go-to.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, well, it's the Istan part that just everybody
lumps
them all together.
Were you in the Olympics? I mean, I really don't know anything else.
And yes, I was also at the Olympics.
Not the best wine region, though. Yeah.
Really?
Not really.
I don't know anything about their alcohol. I think because it was a Soviet state, we kind of just have to.
I'm sure they did, but yeah, it's probably all vodka.
Probably some good vodka.
It is very fertile land, so they have great grapes and great produce. I just don't know if it made sense for their culture, because it's a Muslim country. It's a Muslim-majority country, so they just don't have a lot of alcohol.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Severance.
Sounds pretty cool, though. Severance. Oh yeah, Severance.
Yeah.
Did you call it that because you left that other company?
not necessarily that company, but I left a company.
You started this with your severance package?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. See.
Wow. I worked for a few places over the last decade, and the most recent one, which I will not disclose for reasons of NDAs. I left. I used my severance, and I opened this wonderful wine bar. So.
Cool. That is awesome.
I am. So it's super me. All me, and I can do whatever I want.
I can see a lot going on here.
I just saw the 7-year-old you being like, yes, it's all me, it's all me, and I can do whatever I want.
I can put Swiss wines on the menu because I want to, and here we are, or Slovenian wines, or Hungarian wines, or weird wines from the Canary Islands.
Awesome. Do you have a Lambrusco?
I do. I
learned that word on the last show.
Lambrusco.
And they're delicious.
They are.
It's a sparkling wine.
I'm making a cocktail a little bit with Lambrusco just for you.
Nice.
Because I was told that you might like that.
I'm a Lambrusco convert.
It's great, as long as it's dry, because there's sweet ones out there.
That's what we meant? Yeah, we were talking a little bit about that.
Good. Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember? We said the dry, you think it's going to be sweet and you're not going to like it, but it was dry.
Well, they introduced a bunch of Lambrusco to the market maybe like 7 years ago, and it was all sweet. So all Americans, they think Lambrusco, they're like, sweet red wine. But it's actually, there's a lot of great dry Lambruscos, and that's the majority of them.
I missed out on that word my whole life.
Lambrusco.
Yeah.
I'm going to name my first son that.
Lambrusco, please come here.
Good dog.
Lambrusco.
It is a good dog.
Get your coat, Lambrusco.
Well, I don't want to be rude or anything, but I'm dying to have some of this alcohol you've spoken about.
I have
it sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm bringing it right over.
And anything else you want to bring us?
Yeah, I got a little.
He's got something up his sleeve.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
He's got something in his ladle.
Oh, wait. I forgot to get pictures of the olives.
I got it right away.
But, you know, take one, too.
Do we want to mention the fact that this cup of fried olives is mostly paper?
That's why I decided not to take a picture of it, because I was kind of surprised
a big ball of crumpled tissue paper.
But you know what? I don't personally need... I wonder if that's a normal way they serve it, or if they really fill it up if you pay for it.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
It's better presentation.
We're going to grill him when he comes back. But it's also, once it's not full of them, you know, once it wasn't overflowing, then it's not as good a picture.
I've got it.
What?
I think it's
for the grease?
Yep.
Because it'll become like a soup.
They don't do that for fries.
Because it's sitting here for a while.
This thing is so deep.
Yeah, they do. They always put like that plastic that they put down like a little, that wax.
You know, some sort of.
I'm sorry?
They put a little. They go.
Like a little yeehaw right at the bottom.
She's got it.
Yeah, you know.
A hoo-ha.
No, hoo-ha is different.
You're right.
That's a specific.
Not a hoo-ha.
That's not what they put in there.
Sound.
Don't
misspoke.
Put those on the hoo-ha.
I absolutely hoo-ha. Misspoke.
Don't put fried olives on your hoo-ha. Don't do that.
Doug's very, you know what? We've been having lots of women on this show, and it's great. It's just so fun. Mm-hmm. I love it because I'm meeting all these great, funny women that I normally wouldn't because I'm sitting in an office all day.
What is your day-to-day like? What would you do in your office all day? Are you more like a coordinating producer? Are you more like a creative producer?
More a writer? Writer. Mm-hmm. And I write and I produce, but like I'll go to meetings. That's one thing.
Classic writer around. Move.
What I do is at this office, what I do is I write a few things for the script, and then I take a couple of laps around the building inside to see.
Because you're a vampire. Yeah. You got to get your exercise somehow.
I got to walk, you know, get up so I don't get a blood clot. And then I see what's going on in some offices. Maybe I sit, you know, make a little small chat with somebody, a little chit chat.
Mm-hmm.
Then I might pop into the kitchen.
Sure.
And I'll say, oh, no, look at this. Snack. They've got some
LaCroix
today. Yeah,
cheese.
You know, I'll get that. Yeah, exactly. And then I'll say, all right, I better do something. And then I go back, do a little typing. And then eventually we go onto the lot, and then we actually, you know, run from our office like maniacs to the stage. Or as people say, and I don't know about you.
You don't get bikes? You don't get bikes on a lot?
Please. Sometimes we'll get somebody to give us a little ride in the golf cart.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, if you're at a place for a long time, like I was at Ellen for years, and we had bikes there, and we would go take a bike, take a little bike ride.
How long were you on Ellen?
7 years.
Was that a joyful experience?
It was.
Oh, I should mention, I always like to bring this up.
Is.
We're in a closed restaurant. We're not just sitting here cackling in a place that's open for business. They are open just for us today.
So
we'll
nice.
Get their actual times that they're open when,
look at
when
these.
He comes back.
Holy smokes.
Here it comes. Here we
picture
go.
Time.
Here
picture time.
It's mine. It's all mine, and I can do what
goodness.
I want.
Oh,
put that baby
Lord.
Right over here in the
ooh,
light.
Ooh, yeah.
Lambrusco.
Look at that.
Oh, you want a little? Yeah. You want a hand on it, or you want to
like
do
this?
Oh, look at that. Oh my.
And then I'll get one by itself here. This is going to be nice for Instagram.
Well, I'm not going to take any then.
May I please take this moment to compliment your straws?
Thank you. They're hay.
Why don't all
hey?
They're actually called hay straws with an exclamation point after.
Wow.
Like hay straws.
Hay straw.
Oh, cool
look
name.
How skinny
what
they
up,
are.
Straw.
They're very thin and they don't turn into
mush exactly.
like the paper ones do.
And
they're not
also, but it's also fun to get just that much of a pinpoint of beverage.
Mm.
You know, in each sip, you know, and especially this.
You know what you should do from now on?
Because you don't want to chug this, you know?
From now on, carry around with you some of those coffee stirrers. They have a little hole in them.
But those are plastic. The whole point of an alternative to straws is that these will decompose. These are hay. You can light these on fire, and it will do nothing bad for the planet.
And you can, like, chew on them like a cowboy.
You can
actually,
eat them.
Does lighting things on fire release carbon? Yes, it will do something bad for the planet, but it'll still decompose and turn into compost or whatever.
You could flush that down the toilet if you had to. I don't know.
This is what they call a spritz modenese. We just call it a Lambrusco spritz here. It's pretty much just a little bit of grapefruit soda and Lambrusco dry and a little bit of kind of a aperitif kind of. It's called Rinomato.
It's so good.
It's so refreshing.
It's quite a refreshing beverage.
And I give you the regular Lambrusco just so you can try it on its own. And this is...
I got to go back to work. Doug will tell you. It's been a real long...
It's a whole thing. She's temporarily not drinking. But fortunately, I'm great at drinking for two.
We just keep talking about how good it is and then,
I know.
And then
I usually
looking,
take
making
one
eye
sip.
Contact with you.
I'll take one sip.
Well, also, don't even... We've been to restaurants where, she can't eat a lot of some things because of the gluten.
I'll tell you
it's
later.
It's a whole thing.
No one wants to hear
she's
about
the last
it.
Person
I don't actually,
to have a food and drink podcast.
I honestly don't really want to hear
right
about
now.
It
yummy, yummy in my tummy. It's like Will Ferrell. Oh, the way it just touches the lips. The way... It is true, though. Whenever I taste it, I'm like, yummy.
Get your phone out of there. Thanks.
Oh, I bit my tongue trying to be mean to you.
That was an act of God, I think.
You like those olives. They're so good.
I also love fried food. Oh, and then there's a live garlic in there.
That's too much.
That's a lot.
And you don't need that.
No, I have friends.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. It's fondue. Look at this.
This is really
Gruyere
happening.
Gruyere cheese fondue.
Oh, Gruyere. It's like, it's just answering all my private wishes and thoughts.
We've got here.
Because I go Gruyere whenever it's an option.
Yeah, so it's got wine.
It's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. As a fondue or just as a hard cheese?
Like whenever they're asking what kind of cheese you want on something. If
that's a little known fact I didn't know.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Okay, let's move it over here, maybe.
So, what is Gruyere? Gruyere. There's an R at the end.
Yeah.
Gruyere?
G-R-U-Y-E-R.
G-R-U-Y-E-R.
Yeah.
E-R-E.
Gruyere. But
it's Gruyere. Yeah, Gruyere.
Gruyere.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Emmentaler, which is just fancy Swiss when you think about it. And then,
just fancy
Swiss. And then Gruyere. And then they're both 50-50. A little bit of wine, shallots. Lots of wine, actually.
Lots of wine in the cheese?
No, in the fondue. So,
that's what I mean. Yeah. Oh, you put wine in the fondue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a wine base. So honestly, it's reduced, but that's why, like traditional Swiss fondue, you need to put a good amount of, definitely sherry in this particular case, good amount of wine, shallots, let them caramelize, add a little wine, let that reduce by half, and you add the cheese in slow clumps to melt.
Wow.
If you just melt cheese straight, then you're not going to get a very consistent product.
It's queso.
It's pretty much queso, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All
that's
right,
good
go
to know.
For it.
Here you go.
Anyway, so
I got one.
On the side, we have a little French baguette, little cherry tomatoes, blanched cauliflower, broccolini, and
Fuck yeah.
Potatoes.
What?
Fingerling potatoes.
Look, that's the photo you need. That stretchy cheese. This is what they show in commercials.
You guys stretch it.
Oh no. Man down.
Do you need two? Do you need help?
I got it. Oh!
It's an occupational hazard.
We're gonna have to get a video.
It's really, this is...
This is beautiful.
This
is how they sell cheese.
So tell us about this. The pop-up's going to end by the time people can hear the podcast, but you have another, like a pop-up next door?
Yeah, so we have a second dining room bar space that we usually have as kind of a second area of the restaurant, but we activate it as pop-ups throughout the year. So we have one going on right now called Breakup Bar, which is pretty much the anti-Valentine's Day bar.
So you're going to have single people go there, or are you going to have people go there to end it?
I thought it would be a lot of single people. It turns out a lot of couples show up, though, which is...
As a joke. Our relationship is so strong, we can come here and not doubt it.
I think that actually might be the thing. But so we're doing a whole... We have a wall of broken relationships, which people can tag relationships past and just sadness to them, which a lot of people have and are very honest, seemingly.
Tag?
They like write little cards and then tack it up and kind of, they're just a gigantic wall of sadness.
That's really interesting. I want to spoon this cheese into my mouth without any vessels. Can I do that?
I get a spoon.
I would not be against it.
We'll definitely take a picture
of
that.
It's that good.
Oh, it's really good. That cheese is
I would.
Yummy.
Yeah, you could have it as soup.
Yeah.
Now, so this
throw,
is...
Throw something healthy on top.
So you cool the potatoes off,
and then that justifies
the
cheese
chill,
soup.
So that way they work
cheese
well with
wine
the cheese.
Soup.
So he chills all the stuff, and then you can taste the hotness on the cheese, I guess.
Yeah. It's,
that, what do you mean?
It's a traditional way in Switzerland to do chilled vegetables. And basically you're cooking off the potatoes, chilling them down, and then it has a nice consistency, the cold with the hot cheese.
So
it also
nice.
It hardens on the vegetable in a really cool way, or in the potato in this case.
It does harden on it.
Yeah, which is kind of just that perfect cold-hot combination. It's because it's like the ultimate like après-ski.
Don't know that word.
It's like you ski. Well, no one really skis. They all do that. It's after ski, pretty much.
Oh.
It's like after ski dining, drinking. And this is like the ultimate.
It's like magic shell, but cheese.
Oh, the chocolate that hardens?
The chocolate that hardens on your ice cream.
You know what? It's nothing like that. Because this is like a special.
It doesn't harden.
It does stick. But it doesn't harden, and also, yeah, the gooiness is really the biggest appeal of this. I never really understood that chocolate stuff, because I was like, I would rather eat melted chocolate any day. Like, when I have a chocolate bar that melts, I get so excited. You know, if you forget about it in your bag,
I
tend to do.
Leave it in your car.
Yeah, I do. And then I scoop it up with my fingers and my mouth. Is that too much information? Should I tone
it
down?
No, that was great. I love hearing about Uzbekistan traditions.
A classic Uzbek melted Hershey bar.
What would you get? So for like a nice big meal mm-hmm. with your family, yeah. what would be some of the things?
The two things that like my grandmother loves to make, one is called manthi, which is amazing. They're lamb dumplings. You know, again, because it's a Muslim country, we don't have a lot of beef. So our meat is mostly lamb. And so... They're basically, you know, like you would get dumplings at a Chinese restaurant or like a soup, but they're bigger. They're about the size of your palm, and the dough is thicker. You eat it with sour cream, and they're steamed. So you pile them on in like a big steamer, and you steam the whole thing. Those are fantastic and
crazy. Those do sound good.
And it's
good.
Lamb with onions, so it's like a little sweet, and that onion sweetens the dough. And then the other thing is called plof, which is like a big rice dish, also with lamb and carrots and onions. And so the carrots and onions really sweeten the rice. And that's got like garbanzo beans. And also they usually bake like a big clove of garlic right into it. So then you like crush the garlic into the rice. It's really fantastic. There are no Uzbek restaurants that I can like send you to be like, you gotta try it. So you'll just have to come to my grandma's house.
We could get a cookbook going.
Hey, let's do an episode at my grandma's house.
Oh yeah.
Little Uzbekistan in LA is just her grandmother's house.
You know what, honestly? It's here in Los Angeles?
My grandma's house?
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandma lives like half a mile that way.
I hate to give it to somebody else, but Mo Rocca does a thing. I don't know if he still does it, my grandmother's ravioli, where he goes to grandmother's houses from different countries and different, you know, areas. And then he has them cook their big thing that they love to cook.
That's super cool.
Chit-chats with the family. It's actually really sweet. It's a really sweet show.
She would be so honored. She really. She's
it's the only way to get those recipes out there.
Yeah. I do want to film her cooking her stuff before she passes, you know?
Oh, you should.
Because I don't know.
Sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
Definitely got to do the cookbook.
How did you learn to cook?
Well, I actually was front of house. I worked as a somm and a wine director, and then I kind of had to do it by default because of being in kitchens and being around. And when I opened my own place, I had a chef consultant partner who kind of helped me get everything ready and ready to go. And then, you know, when you become a restaurant owner of a small wine bar, you kind of have to take reins. Mm. I mean, in working in fine dining, you already had to understand a lot of back of house, and I had worked in back of house for a long time as well. But... yeah, it's just kind of, we're a small restaurant. We have like two or three line cooks, and you just kind of have to say, we're doing this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely took on a lot more responsibility with this place. Before now, it was just all wine.
Do you have your next, are you working on what the next pop-up's going to be?
Yeah, we actually have it. It's going to be a 4th of July pop-up.
Oh.
It's be called Rebellion Bar.
It'll be open for like a 3 or 4 week period around the 4th.
Around the 4th to Bastille Day.
Ooh.
And it will be a British exterior. It looks like a tea room. And then when you walk inside, it'll be a hardcore American Revolution themed pop-up.
All right.
That's pretty fun.
Details to come.
Wow, yeah.
Cannons and whatnot.
If I can get a cannon inside, that'd
be great. You're going to Trojan horse the French.
Yeah.
Oh, man down.
That was a...
Yeah, that's what you could get a big cannon, and you could put all the booze in there, and it pours out. This one comes with her ladle. You guys got a big party.
I think it's. I like this idea.
We got to get you a ladle.
I can get a ladle. I have spoons too.
I want my own ladle.
Okay.
This is my husband's family once a year at Valentine's Day. Uh-huh. They have fondue.
Oh, cool.
And so one year my parents went to Kansas City. They're from California, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna give you our fondue." And I remember
what do you mean? Like your
they're gonna make
fondue machine?
Yeah, they have a fondue. You know the ones you put the little light underneath it, the fire, and then it does it there.
Oh yeah, the traditional sternos.
Yeah, the sterno, and you have all these little things. And I remember my mom going, "This just isn't for me." Mom, keep it to a dull roar. Tell me later. Mm-hmm. <That's> really and I'm thinking to myself though, what's wrong with you? Like, how could you not like melted cheese?
It's just okay. Not for some people.
It's not for her.
One person. It's not for one. Your mom.
Diane Anderson. Do you remember when I was on Arsenio, I used to have we had a little bit on Arsenio that was called Karen Anderson's mom.
No,
reviews
that's
the show. So she'd call in because she would always call in and leave me these messages, and these were her reviews of the show. I saw the show last night, and I've got to tell you, I don't know who is dressing him, but Arsenio looks fabulous.
That's awesome. At least she said nice things.
I don't know who is dressing him.
But it is a mistake. He's making a huge mistake out there. He's embarrassing himself and ruining his career.
She loved it.
Play that.
Or she'd call. Yeah, she'd call. She'd go, I watched a show last night, and Arsenio had on a blue suit that looked absolutely stunning. Those are her reviews.
Did they have commercials on Arsenio?
Commercials.
Yeah, like ads.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like breaks,
right? Yeah, let's do that. Let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we're back, and it looks like another fondue is entering. Don't take that one away.
We need all the fondues.
I'm going to put fruit and cheese if it kills.
Oh, this is a chocolate fondue?
Oh, here's your melted chocolate, just like you wanted.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Answering my prayers.
Oh, Lord.
We also have some fresh-made churros coming out in a second.
Oh, you're...
You made
guys
here?
Have over... Now you've done too much.
Yeah, it's too
How
much.
Do you make a churro?
Oh, it's pretty much just it's pretty much like a mini pastry that just gets deep fried, and then it's rolled in a cinnamon sugar mix.
You know what you can do? Do you have any? Do you have it? The toys that come with Play-Doh, and you can make shapes with Play-Doh.
Do I have that in my house?
Yeah, do you have that?
You can technically use that to make a custom, yeah.
And then you put it in there. You go like this, so you crank it, and what comes out is a churro shape.
Yeah, just I wouldn't eat the Play-Doh. Yeah, yeah.
You could, though.
Yeah, I mean, you could theoretically.
You
could it is
dough in there.
I forgot about that. That's true. Here we have the churros.
Oh, look at those beautiful little doubles.
Wow.
Like mini churros.
Yeah, those are really cute little churros.
Oh, I didn't take a... Hey, will you take a picture like this?
Can you please try to not fuck those churros? Jesus. Those are some really cute churros.
Churros look pretty sweet.
Pretty cute.
Yes, we have macarons.
Nice young churros.
Are macarons, are they always coconut? Or is that
macaroons are coconut.
God damn it!
And these are French macarons. And which are basically the double, like the devil stuff kind of ones. The center and the outside cookies.
Here, let's put this over towards our guest who loves chocolate. Oh, that's really good too. Is that dark chocolate?
Yes, it is a dark chocolate. Oh, and a cup of cream.
It's like I'm not going to go back to churros without chocolate. You know? Once you've done that.
Okay, it's hot, and I wish somebody would warm me.
They're very hot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's the only way to do it, huh?
You know, cool down with a little Lambrusco.
That's true.
You know, these little churros are just so good. And it's sweet. It's a little so donut, simple, right?
But yeah.
It's just...
This is why Disneyland is such a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they figured that out.
Any pier you go to, they're going to be there.
They only sell foods that when you're walking by, it smells great. You know, so you just get totally drawn in.
Mm-hmm. They market to all your senses.
Although, actually, the Dole pineapple stuff, you can't really smell it when you walk by, but all that stuff's really good.
Dole Whip?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
I will literally just go to that place just for the Dole Whip.
What is
yeah.
that?
Yeah, and now they have a whole big outdoor restaurant dedicated to it.
Yeah, they just opened it, yeah. They have a Dole Whip stand, which is pretty much Dole pineapple soft serve that Disney makes with a license with the Dole Company.
Oh,
and it's like
it's outside the Tiki Room
in Disneyland and maybe a couple other places.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously good.
It's okay. So good.
Have you guys ever dipped your, like when you go to McDonald's, you dip your French fries in your milkshake?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
What if I dip my churro in the cheese? Is that sacrilegious?
Ask the professional.
I think it sounds great.
I know. I'm thinking, what's wrong with that?
I'm starting to think about lots of combinations.
To live through right now.
I started thinking, have I done that? Here she goes, folks.
All right.
It's in the cheese. And the cheese is still piping hot, by the way.
It is.
I'm going in for seconds. I want a double-layered cheese churro.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to do the same thing if you make the right faces. If it seems pleasurable.
It's pretty great.
If it seems pleasurable, I'm in.
It's pretty great. You know, it's a little bit like doing the French bread, but it's got more texture and a little sweeter.
Doug's going in.
I'm doing it.
Do it, babe.
Oop.
Come on, really get in there.
Oh, I won't get in there. Oh, no.
I know. I have to say, I think the churro is best on its own. And I think, I've got lots of opinions, and who cares, but...
The thing about what I just ate is that I enjoyed the cheese, and I enjoyed the churro simultaneously, but didn't help each other.
Yeah.
They didn't heighten each other. They just both still tasted great. As two things that just happen to be eating at the same time.
That's a very diplomatic way of answering that.
I'm loving the fruit.
Your idea sucked.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, somebody had to venture into that lane.
No, I'm glad we did. Now we know. It's a definitive.
Now when somebody asks
it's
you
interesting,
that,
but not something I would seek out.
I will advise customers that in the
future. Yeah.
Actually, but can you let them know that it was my advice?
Oh, yes, very
or
much so.
Actually, it's Doug's advice.
I could even put a memo on the menu.
No, please put my portrait.
Yeah, just a little photo of please do not do this.
Do people come in and just do like a few courses of fondue? Like
yeah,
just go
a lot
do
lot
the cheese
do.
And then the chocolate?
The cheese,
and you're,
chocolate,
and you're
they're
good.
Out.
I love that.
Yeah,
the wine.
And then they, you know, have whatever their dinner is or after dinner, right?
People put meat in it too, huh?
Yeah, so you can do a couple of versions. Like hot pot technically is fondue. If you want to get really specific, it's like broth-based fondue. And then you also have classic oil fondues, which for insurance reasons I cannot do. Because
really?
Because
it'll light the place on fire?
Well, that and people just burn themselves and dump things on people and horrible things happen.
So. And an oil fondue is still a cheese fondue?
Pretty much you're doing like a Korean barbecue style, you know, in a Swiss way, of just cooking meat in oil as opposed to just cooking, you know, on an open thing at the table.
Sure.
Have you ever done that?
No.
You never done? You know? Oh, you should do that sometime.
Oh, I've done Korean barbecue.
Oh, it's similar.
So it's like that, but it's just you're cooking it in an oil pot. You can use it. You can't do it in this kind of pot because it's acrylic, but you can do any kind of metal pot. Fondue pot, nonstick. You can put oil, heat it up.
That's my problem. Pizza. I did mine in a grass pot.
That would be
just lit on fire.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aristotle.
What grass pot is used for? Tell her no.
Tell her what?
What grass pot is really meant for?
I was lost during all of that.
Yeah, I saw it in your eyes.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just thinking about when can I come back to this establishment? What are your hours?
We're open Tuesday through Sunday, 5 to midnight, and a little early on Saturday, Sunday for brunch, starting at noon.
Oh, what's brunch like?
You know, we do a few different extra things. We do our core menu, it's the same, and then we add things like a maple syrup fondue, French toast bites.
Oh.
Just in case you need
to
really.
Wow, I'll come in and do three courses over the long brunch.
Yeah, you can go breakfast to cheese to dessert all on the same CD.
Oh, well, breakfast is kind of dessert.
I mean, it
kind
of is, yeah.
Yeah,
and, you know,
case.
I always love when people heat up their maple syrup.
And
so
we
this
do.
Is just like a hot syrup.
And it's a real maple syrup. It's not one of those pretenders.
You get it from Costco?
Exactly, Costco. No, I get it from Vermont, from one of our importers. But
they have some really great syrup from Costco.
Which of
they actually do, surprisingly. But yeah.
Have you tried all the macarons? Which of these is the best?
I like the rose just because it's... the center one. It's Valentine's Day coming up. You know, you gotta go classic.
You're a romantic.
You know, I do have pistachio, but I didn't put it out because I just wanted to do colors that were pretty. So.
It is very pretty.
When is this place like at its busiest? During the brunches or?
Actually, for Friday, Saturday nights.
Yeah.
You know, pretty standard, and just because a lot of people come pre-show for the Groundlings across the street.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Or they come post-dinner for a cocktail or something quick. A lot of pre and post. Not a lot of regular dinner crowds. Actually, it's nice to come in the middle of the evening because that's when we're the slowest.
And you don't have like a full bar, like all the cocktails.
No, we're all champagne, sherry.
Champagne.
Yeah, we really want to be that way. We didn't want to get a full bar. We want to do something a little different. So we do a lot of sherry by the glass and sherry cocktails and variations that don't pretend to be cocktails. We're just doing our own thing.
Right, but it's cocktail enough for me because that's what keeps me out of wine bars. Is I just don't want to just sit there and drink a warm glass of wine.
Yeah, well, we do a lot of, we do like 50 wines by the glass. We do a lot of really geeky out there varietals and some fun things. But at the same time, we get that not everyone just wants a glass of wine. And when you're meeting a bunch of people, you don't always want to drink what they want to drink.
Yeah.
What makes a wine geeky?
It's the obscure varietal or a region you've never heard of or just... people talk about it, and I'm going to, you know, suddenly sound like they're from Revenge of the Nerds, and they're talking about pH levels of wine.
Oh.
But no, it just...
it's the kind of wine where they can't wait to spit it out.
Like yeah.
They take it, swish it around, and then they get rid of it.
All Psalms are kind of geeky just because we all like things that are super unique and different. And
did you have to go to Psalm school?
I did some certifications at the Court of Master Sommelier, but I also just did a lot of on-job training. Which just involves drinking, really, at the end of the day.
Fun job.
Free drinking, I bet.
Free drinking. There's spitting, but there's a lot of drinking.
That's kind of similar to the life you've built for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just get to, like, smoke and watch movies and eat for your livelihood.
Yeah.
Sweet deals. I have a lot to learn from you, too.
You know what you need, Doug? You need a podcast where it's like, it's called, What's It Like to Live Here? And then you just go to people's. You get free places to live, too.
Yeah.
I'm happy to host that first one for you with wine. So.
Would that be good?
Yeah.
What's it like to live in this place for 1 month?
I can't. I'm not that committed.
And then you'll be in.
I like my own.
And then you do your Uber podcast. I mean, you're not going to need a
tent. I really felt like you were going to be on something good here.
Yeah.
I am.
For a second. No, not yet.
Oh, it's not her fault. She's given all her best ideas to Martha and Snoop.
It's true.
Yeah.
They work me to the bone.
But this is really terrific.
Delightful.
Yeah. I don't know why anybody would see something at the Groundlings without coming in here before or after. It's so perfect. What happens at midnight? Like, do you have a real, like, throwing everybody out kind of scene?
No, we just do last call. And I play really hardcore, like, old-school jazz. That usually gets the memo across about being too obtrusive.
But people don't get hammered here.
No, I mean,
much.
You really can't unless you're really going hard. Like, you would have to drink a bunch of sherry.
Oh, that sounds good.
I think that's also why I stay away from wine bars, to be honest, is that I drink to get drunk. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah, it's weird to get wine drunk on purpose.
Wine drunk is
it's better to do accidentally.
Yeah. We're very good about the accidental wine drunk. Mm. Well, the Lambrusco, though, you can't go wrong with Lambrusco. Oh,
it's so good.
It's also the great summer drink.
Yeah, this I think
perfect
this,
for February.
I have a feeling that this is taking over like a Pinot Grigio situation or a rosé.
It's taking over rosé. You're going to see Lambrusco all day.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound as good. So.
We're going to have to find a rhyme for that.
The first time I heard it, I thought Jade last week was talking about some kind of meat, you know, because we were in a place that had lots of different meats.
Oh.
Like, hey, do you have a Lambrusco?
I thought you were going to make like some car joke or something.
No, I made no joke. I was told I sincerely thought.
Lamb's coming out any minute.
Yeah, I thought it was some sort of
part of a lamb. And then something, what was the other thing you said you're going to get? One more thing?
No, he didn't say that.
I mean, I can.
Oh, no, the churros. That was it.
Yeah, no, I brought it down. But yeah, I can rustle up something.
Is there any other cocktail that's like that you do special or different that we should try, or
we should inhale? I mean,
or is
try,
it all about
I mean,
the promote. Lambrusco?
I mean, we do some sherry cocktails. I don't know what your appetite is for that kind of.
I don't know what my appetite is either. Can I try one?
I have something really cool. I have it's a blood orange mule, but instead of kind of a class, we do a South African vermouth in it.
May I?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
please.
I mean, I think every time he comes back, we can just ask for more things. And we could just hang.
And then we can guilt him if he says no.
Spend all night here.
Well, because
this is the great thing. This stuff doesn't get cold. Yeah. So you can still enjoy it.
He does really keep the fondue hot.
And then the things that they have with it don't get ruined because they're cold. So is everything...
If he ever says we have to leave, then we just could be like, oh, did you run out of special things for us to try?
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't have
Are you done?
Yeah.
And what else do you have here that's unique? Everything we do here is unique. All right,
like
then
what?
Bring it.
Prove it.
Yeah, this is really neat.
Yeah, this is.
They don't have
a
big sign on the side or whatever, so like it's. I bet you it's kind of a they've got one of those boards they put out on the sidewalk, but I feel like it's maybe a happy little secret. We should ask them what the specials are like during happy hour because I see that they have happy hour from 5 to 7. Which is, again, it's interesting to have a happy hour at a wine thing, because I just don't really think of it the same way as, like, let's go in and fucking slam some wines.
Well, I think people like to have just a little bite to eat.
I think I mean,
this fondue
is,
this fondue is perfect, like, if you come have it after work and then you don't have dinner till a few hours later,
Can you answer my question?
You had a question?
I'm not eating any. What'd she say?
What's the point of wine?
What's the point of wine?
People like to be sleepy.
People love the way it tastes.
They love their teeth blue.
Mm-hmm.
They like that.
Yeah.
They like the weird headache it gives you. And they like the way it pairs with food very much.
What does that mean? Because, sorry, I have so much food in my mouth right now, but...
I love how vodka pairs with every food.
I know, vodka tonic is great with food.
Really?
Yeah,
because it's not going to intrude in any way.
No. You ever have, let's
doesn't
say,
taste like anything.
Yeah. If you have a glass of wine, you just drink it, and you haven't had anything to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's like, all right. I mean, there's certain wines that are really good if you haven't had food. And then all of a sudden you have a piece of food that's going to go well with it. You drink that. Everything's great.
Then why not start with a drink that's already good on its own? Why do you have a drink that you need to eat something to make the drink good?
It is good on its own, but what I'm saying is that when you put it with food, now I mean, I'm really talking out of my ass, but both of them taste so good together.
Okay.
And then, but so does the wine on its own. That's why you can see people, they have... wine tastings, but they always cleanse their palate a little bit with like a little cracker or something like that. You seen that?
No.
You seen that?
You seen that?
Do you dislike white and red wine as equally, or do you have a preference?
I like rosé because it's a little like this
mm-hmm.
thing.
So anything that's a little sparkly,
is
better.
This is lovely.
The Lambrusco is amazing.
Oh, so good.
Lambrusco.
Lambrusco.
Well, it tastes like a cherry soda a little bit.
Yeah.
Or like a strawberry soda.
Yeah. But it also, it does, but it does make you feel like you are drinking something that's wine and
yeah, like a sangria
and
a
feel
bit.
Good about it at the same time.
Right. I like sangria because it's like juice that gets drunk.
Oh, I've got
but
a little.
Even then, it's so much sugar that I feel like shit the next day.
Yeah, it does have more sugar sometimes. You can get a really dry one, though, that doesn't have as much sugar. And you should watch out for the alcohol content because that's going to also affect the flavor.
Tell me all about that.
Well, let's say you say to yourself, I'll have a white wine, a Chardonnay, say, and it's got, let's just say it's got 12% alcohol in it. It's going to maybe be, and I hate to say, again, I'm talking directly out of my ass. It might be a little bit.
Actually, this is her ass facing the microphone.
It might be a little more delicious for you than a higher alcohol content, which might be a little too strong for you. You can actually, what I've heard, and anyone who's listening to this, please tell me how wrong I am.
Well,
I really don't care.
The internet loves doing that.
Yeah, they'll have
fun
with
dudes.
It. But then we'll all learn. That's how I look at it.
That's a really optimistic perspective on mansplaining.
It's like how Snoop always says to Martha, teach me, Martha, teach me.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's very sweet.
He loves it.
I'm sure he remembers.
But what did
everything.
You make me think of? Oh, yeah. So last week. Because last week will be was Jade's episode, and
Jade Potapreta.
Uh huh.
Love her.
She's the one who taught me Lambrusco.
Oh, right. She knew.
Very smart.
She was all about the Lambrusco.
Cook too.
I can tell. She talked a lot about.
Took a weekend with her, and she did something that I previously thought was impossible, where she prepared breakfast for about 10, 15 people, and everything was hot around the same time. You know, she just made, like, eggs and bacon, and maybe there was, like, a toast situation and avocado, but it was all ready at the same time, which is something I could
Stupid
never
eggs
master.
Eggs go cold if you're waiting on
like
them at
that.
All.
Yeah. But she made bacon in the oven like a fucking champion.
It's, I mean,
and I was like,
immediately.
I was like, I'll help you. I'll make breakfast potatoes. That took 6 hours. We ended up serving them for lunch. I'm not kidding.
And you needed them probably. Probably
so
were like, we're starving.
If I had
She'll
a food
fill
podcast.
In for you whenever you can.
Perfect.
Right?
That's perfect. Yeah. This one. What are
I mean, everybody we've had on the show, except for one guy, loves and appreciates food and talking about it and joking around. Like, it's really an interesting, like, nobody, everyone, like, in your position, like, starts interviewing the whoever we're talking to from the restaurant, like just like we are, you know, like I can sort of sit back a little bit because the guests really get involved. They really get into it.
Well, I'm very curious. It's a cool opportunity that you never really have to talk to.
Well, last week we got really into it. Oh, wait, no.
Wow. They're so cute.
So I made two drinks.
Thank you. You can have some of mine.
So one is the blood orange mule I talked about.
And now you have to say, I can have some of yours.
Maybe you guys could do one of these.
Let me see how I like it first.
Why don't you guys do one of those switching, you know, you put it around the arm situation.
God. Oh, wait, what?
No, you go like
those toasty things like that?
Yep, that's the one.
Can you see both colors of the drinks? Jesus.
I almost dropped it.
Can you drop your phone in the fondue?
I had to get... what did I do to this?
Oh my god, this is fantastic.
So one's a Sherry Mai Tai.
Which one was I drinking?
That's this.
That's yours. And then you have the Blood Orange Mule. Sherry Mai Tai is 100 all sherry. There's no rum like it would traditionally be. We replace it with Amontillado. It's an aged sherry, all dry sherries. And a Manzanilla sherry, which is a lighter, non-aged sherry. And then the other one is then we actually put our pistachio orgeat that we make in-house.
What's that?
It's a orgeat's like a simple syrup, but almond, usually it's almond, but in this case it's pistachio. So it's like a nut syrup. Hence what they call it orgeat, and that's kind of the.
How do you juice a nut?
You make like nut milk.
Okay.
Like any nut milks, like almond milk.
Sure.
But then you just add sugar post making it.
Okay.
And then that's pretty much it. It's pretty straightforward. So basically you would blend pistachios in this case.
So you soak them.
You soak. We bake them. Then you actually soak with the water, but then you blend with that same water.
Cool.
You strain it through cheesecloth. And then you add a bunch of sugar, and then you have orgeat. It seems that simple, but it's very labor-intensive. So.
Sure. No, I used to work in a smoothie shop, and I made almond milk a lot.
So it's pretty much that, just adding the extra element of lots of sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
Is it crazy, or does it kind of have a kind of slightly burnt taste to it? Like, does it... or is
that's
that,
your mouth from the churros.
Am I having a mixing too many things together?
Oh.
Right?
I mean, there is a smokiness, and I bet
it probably is from the sherry. From the, probably what you're getting.
Oh, I was going to guess that it's from the baked pistachios.
It could be, but it's mainly from the Amontillado sherry because it has kind of a nutty flavor just by default, the sherry does. And whereas rum would be there, it's kind of replacing pineapple? It. There's pineapple in it as well, yeah.
And
lime juice. And those are pineapple
just
leaves. Yeah.
We just found these leaves on the street and we threw them in here.
Yeah, I just, you know.
And picked them up right here.
We're trying to reuse all the tops of pineapples. You know, trying to be, you know, responsible to the environment.
But these are delicious. When people are like, we don't have, you know, mixed drinks, but we have this. It's always like, yeah, have some more. It's always like, you know, there's always something disappointing about it. It doesn't taste like you're really drinking a booze cocktail.
It's also like, oh, we didn't want to make a drink. We just wanted to create the drink. Like people do these soju cocktails.
Soju drives me crazy. Like, whenever they're like, it's just like vodka. It's like, no, it isn't.
Or my favorite is like, oh, we make a margarita. Like, no, you don't. You do not.
Right? They do lie about that all the time.
It's like, don't make something. We're just making something, not necessarily original, but variations on classics with these ingredients. We're not trying to just say, oh, we make margaritas and soju. It's not. We're trying to be a little.
These are very different tasting.
Very different.
Yeah, this very. One is like an Aperol variation from a South African vermouth.
Aperol. We learned about that last week.
And the other is a sherry base. Mai Tai.
Would you like some more?
No, thank you.
I just had
to taste one little tiny bit.
Yeah,
I could drink both of those, though, so they're so good. They're so refreshing. You'd have those on a nice vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not too sweet. They're balanced. Which
I'm back to the cheese. I know we've gone through all of the courses now, but I'm back to one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going around picking up everything because it's all too delicious to...
Very special.
...to leave anything behind.
Yeah, and it's weird because normally we don't have the same thing stay out here because it's going to get cold or whatever. And, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this is the kind of thing where...
No, they stay hot.
You just hang out.
Yeah.
And we're actually happy enough. We're just finishing it because you can.
We're just going to stay here till the rain stops. And it hasn't started, so we're going to wait for it to start and then hang out.
And then we'll just be here for a while.
I feel very lucky to be a part of this episode.
Well, I feel lucky you're here.
Thank you.
And you. Thank you very much, Evan.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
This is all so amazing. Once again, it's Severance on Melrose. What are we talking cross street wise? Poinsettia? Yeah,
right
in between Alta Vista.
Maybe. Yeah.
Patty corner to the Groundlings.
Right near La Brea, just a little bit to the west.
Yeah, right. If you're going to see a show at the Groundlings, it's perfect spot to come by. But also, I mean, I would make a night of this place.
Yeah,
don't need to be going somewhere else.
This is a date night situation, too, I think.
Truly.
You know, you'd have a lot of fun.
I'm full.
You know what's good for?
This is my full meal.
A first date. Because you have a lot to chit-chat about and do and stuff. You know,
and you can tap out. You can like be like, you know what? This one course was meant to just be one course. Goodbye. Or you can be like, should we get the chocolate? Should we stick around for churros?
Yeah, what do you think about that? And then the girl goes, I only like melted chocolate. And then the guy goes, let's just get out of here. Like that.
What do you mean? And then you're already in the perfect place.
I don't know what I was going
for. Oh, you have preferences? I'm out of here. Man.
I got a little chocolate in my cheese this time, but I don't care.
So let me tell you what happened.
It's a different cocktail that they serve here. Do you have margaritas? No, but we've got chocolate cheese, and we've melted into a straw. Dare you interested?
Let me give you a little. You want a little gossip from last week?
Please.
Okay.
So we're sitting there.
I've lost my potato.
Milana, at this place, and all of a sudden the chef goes, oh, and do you want to meet our pasta maker? And we're like, sure. So he goes, oh, he pretty much lives in the basement. You know, I just keep him in the basement. And he basically showed up from Italy with a guitar and a rolling pin on his shoulder.
Wow.
And I asked him if he wanted to stay here.
How romantic.
Uh-huh. And so this guy comes up, looks like a young Cat Stevens, no shit. And, like, gorgeous guy comes up with this rolling pin and a guitar. So, anyway, I see him looking at Jade, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is, I think I got a match here, you know?
Yeah.
So then later he goes, hey, you want to come downstairs? And in his Italian accent, of course. You want to watch me roll some pasta, you know? And so she's like, sure. So I take him down there, you know? And then I go, you know, I got to get back to work, so I'll see you guys later. And I just took off from the basement and left those two lovebirds. He asked her out.
And?
Of course you did.
They're going out.
When?
I don't know the date yet, but this is going to be something we'll keep up on.
I'd ask Jade out.
Well, What did she say?
She's a perfect. No, I haven't. Oh. I would.
She was really getting into it. Like, he had that really long pole and was rolling out the dough, and she was really.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm into that upper body strength.
It. Yeah, and he like showed her how to do it.
I mean,
she put him on her Instagram story.
Who doesn't want that to happen?
If that's not love.
Once you get in somebody's story,
full commitment.
You can't not be in their story. Yeah, anymore. Then you're in a part of their life.
Right. Yeah. Chapter one. We saw it.
Yeah.
Mm.
So anyway, that's my little gossip.
I love it.
I know. We really need to follow this story.
If she didn't have a dumb boyfriend, we could match her up with somebody here.
Me? My boyfriend's dumb? How did you know that?
We'll go down to the basement and we'll see if he has anyone down there.
All boyfriends are dumb.
It is kind of creepy it's in the basement, though. Does anyone find that?
Put him right there.
He's down there in the basement.
Basements get a bad rap. They're a good rec room. They're a recreational space.
He was a little pale.
Pale?
Yeah.
For an Italian?
Dedicated to his craft.
He spent a lot of time underground rolling pasta.
If he was pale, I like pale. Because
you were looking at some other guy that day and saying, look at that
Come
guy.
On.
I was like, I don't know what's happening. Mm. I don't know why we're looking at guys.
Anything else you want to tell us about your restaurant?
I mean, we're pretty new still. We're only about 7 months out.
So oh, wow.
We're slowly building out.
Do you like having your own restaurant more than you like working at other people's restaurants? Or do you find that it was more stress-free?
I mean, it's nice in some ways and also horrifying in others.
Sounds very scary to spend your life's severance on this.
Yes, exactly. It's I like other people's stress when they come in and say, I just got fired. And I'm like, this is the place for you. But like I had a water heater blow the other day and I had to replace it. And that wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Like that's real life. As before.
Oh, right. You don't think about that stuff.
No, because it's not the realities of of owning is.
Yeah. No, it's not glamorous.
Not
it's
glamorous.
Like owning a home versus renting.
Or when a dishwasher doesn't show up and you're just the dishwasher.
Washing dishes.
Wowee.
Yeah,
that's
call
like.
Me. If I'm free, I'll come.
One time I thought it'd be really fun to have.
Always hiring a dishwasher.
It'd be fun to have a comedy club, a little comedy club.
Oh, yeah.
You've thought that before?
Yeah. I thought, that'd be cool. Like, go to some little town, maybe not that little, but, just sort of only do that. Mm. So I was telling our friend, our mutual friend, Tony Kameen, about it. And I said, wouldn't that be great? You have a comedy club, and then still be in comedy, but you don't really, I was just telling him all the things I liked about it. And his response, what are you going to do when a toilet backs up? And I'm like, I guess you're right. I guess Well, forget it.
I know. That's what
one
people.
Of 100 things.
People say that about the American dream is owning a home. And I'm like, no. Because then if your blinds break, you have to pay $600 for new blinds. Whatever.
She has done something to her blinds in the past.
I have very expensive blinds.
Yes, clearly.
No. But, I'm just saying that, it's really nice to have a landlord who's going to show up. And I imagine that it's the same kind of situation when you're just working at someone else's restaurant and then it's their problem.
Just call someone and be like, I'm leaving now. I'll be back tomorrow.
I remember when I worked at a restaurant, I just all of the realities that I used to think restaurants were so luxurious, right? Because I've only ever seen one side of it.
Sure, yeah.
But then to just be like, oh, I'm the person that puts the trash in the alley, right? I'm the person. If someone pukes in the bathroom, I'm the person that cleans it up.
Yes.
If someone doesn't pay, I'm the person that runs after them.
Tries to tackle them.
Yeah, it's I'm a tiny person.
I couldn't do that.
But, but I do think that it's those are some gross realities.
Yeah, or my favorite is someone tried to steal my ash can, because I have a wood fire grill here. They took it. I looked to watch the cameras, and a dude that picks out of the trash cans for a living, they go to the recyclables, take the recyclables out. He came in.
I love that you call it for a living.
There's good money in recyclables. I don't know, there was a Chinese couple that made $250,000 one year in recycling in downtown LA.
Is that a BuzzFeed article?
It was clickbait, but I clicked
how
on
much
it.
Money
and
did
after
this
10
Chinese
slides, I saw what I wanted to see. So, and it was legitimate.
They made $250,000 to get out of the biz?
Yeah, they went back to China. And
really?
I was like, damn it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he took my ash can, he poured the ash out in the ground. And then took the can. It was a $30 can from Home Depot. But now I got to go to another can from Home Depot.
Your ash can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, why do you want that? I actually thought I should put, if it happens again, I should put find large chicken bones or something and put them in the can. So when he looks in there, he's like, oh God, what have I uncovered? And then he runs away. But that
just
seems,
be chicken bone.
That seems excessive.
I have a similar plan. Yeah. Okay, so if I'm cleaning out, if I'm cleaning all my bills up and all that kind of stuff, you know, you're supposed to like shred them, right?
Yeah. Totally.
That's what they say. So you don't have identity theft.
Right.
Well, I found a new plan.
Don't have an identity?
What I do is I put them in a paper bag. This is my new plan. Okay. I done it one time. Okay. And I have animals at my house. So when I clean up their dog poop, I put it all in with my bills. Mm. And I'm thinking, who's going to go through that? That's probably true. No one.
Yeah. You know, I see.
It's that difficult to shred your stuff?
Yeah.
You'd rather pick up dog poop
and throw it on there?
Well, I had a whole bunch I hadn't done in a long time.
Well, I don't own a shredder, so I understand the appeal of it. I'd have to take it someplace. And so I was like, what do I do with all of these papers? But yeah, I did. I did take them to the bank to get shredded. But the problem I have with your poop situation.
Listening. She had to say that.
What's that?
Your grandma's listening.
How
you had to say that.
What papers do you have?
Well, we have a lot of shit.
You get mail. With your hands.
Oh, well, I didn't. I'm the kind of person who puts them in a box, and then I say, oh, shit, I guess I should have paid that or something. And so then I look through it, and I go, oh,
what about the papers
my jury
are recyclable
summons?
And shit is not?
What?
Paper is recyclable, and dog shit is compostable. So you got to separate your bins,
I just did
lady.
That one. Just this one bag, though.
You protected your identity with your dog's poop.
I think it's a great idea.
I actually thought you were going to put fake documents of a random person. And like, so they try to go through the process of stealing a not real person's identity. I thought that's where you were going
you
with
didn't
that.
Think it
was like, that's a lot of work.
You don't think it would be as clever as my idea, huh?
Well, no, the dog poop's a lot simpler.
I mean, yeah, I normally do recycle and whatnot, but in this case, I didn't. And I bet people who hear this might try it.
Yes, and it's a bad idea. I like the, I really like the blood orange mule.
Thank you.
I'm really enjoying that. I just took a picture of it in all of its splendor. I guess
also
food
delicious.
Photographers and drink photographers, you should probably take the picture when it's full.
Or just have portrait mode.
Who has patience for that?
Though? I know.
I do the pictures where it's just a square so it'll fit right on Instagram so I don't have to
mess with it. This would be a great image for your...
Right. That's what happens when you have cheese and chocolate. That's the cover of Elvis Costello album.
It looks like some art exhibit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a Pollock.
I think he did have an album called Chocolate and Cheese.
You wish.
It was something like that. Anyway, let's take a call. Is the caller there?
Long time listener.
What's the weather like where you're at?
New eater.
Mm-hmm. Severance
first
on Melrose.
Yeah.
Long time chewer, first time eater.
Thank you so much for having us. You're getting
Thank
a call,
you.
Karen? Is it happened. Snoop or Martha?
Let's see. Snoop, dog and dog.
Why isn't that your ringtone?
Oh.
Why do you
caller.
Have the classic marimba when it's Snoop
Aristotle,
calling?
Our producer, shows us, sends me some excellent identity theft article. And how much you want to bet? Just put poo in the bag is in here.
Nice.
I try to think of stuff that's different. You know? Poo in the bag.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't care if it works or not.
Well,
it's different.
Better work. No one's
just
caught
a fun
me yet.
Idea. I mean, I guess you gotta put the poo somewhere.
You have this giant bowl of corks.
Oh yeah.
Yes. They're keychain corks that were made.
Did you make them from real corks?
Oh, yeah. All the corks from the restaurant.
And then you just slip a keychain in there and...
Yeah, you drill them with a drill and you put a keychain in there.
Cute.
Is that for a special membership here?
Yeah, we do actually have a insider trading. Trying to play up that severance name. It is basically a wine club we do once a month for wine to go. And a way you can learn about a different region every month. We do a free tasting. And you get to choose a 3, 6, or 12 bottle allocation. And you get a free keychain, but you also get wine.
Thank goodness.
I knew it. I knew it had to do with something.
Are you going
to
sign up?
Well, I can't drink it.
Yeah, that is a that
I
is
mean,
somewhat of an
I could really use that cork, though.
I'll give you a keychain.
Okay.
Thanks for coming down.
Nice. You got a keychain.
I got it.
This is fun.
This is fun. This is a nice, it's, you know what, this is a very relaxing place you have here.
Thank you.
It's nice to sit in a wine bar on a gloomy day.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Stuff novels.
I'm sure you have to work though, huh?
Yeah, we gotta open a little bit.
Yeah, people are already.
I know. I'd like to stay with you guys.
I know it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Nice to meet you.
Very pleasant.
Nice to meet
you. Yeah.
We'll be back.
Do you have anything
we'll
to plug, Milana?
I have a movie at South by. If you're gonna be there, it's called Mother's Little Helpers. Just come to the movie.
What is that title reference to?
Drugs.
Nice.
Yeah, Mommy's Little Helper. Rolling Stones, right?
Yep.
But wait, but that's not...
What?
It's not the same... The title of the song and the title of the movie are the same?
They're related, yes.
What'd you say?
Drugs.
No, but what's it called?
Mother's Little Helpers.
What'd you say?
I said Mommy's Little Helper.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I was driving at.
Never mind.
You guys don't agree.
We don't agree.
I
love watching
movies. I never want to see you again.
it's unlikely.
Would you know which day it's playing at South By?
It's playing on the weekend. So what is that, the 9th and 10th?
9, or, 10, 11.
Or 10,
yeah.
11, yeah. Eight, yeah, nine, come 10, check it out.
Nine, idea 10, being that eight, it nine, could 10. Go to more
hopefully
theaters.
More yeah. festivals and theaters and all that good stuff.
Good one to go to, though.
Yeah. I'm also doing a panel on Monday the 11th on religion and activism, both things I'm not fully equipped to talk about. But that's going to be fun.
That's on Monday the 11th.
Yeah, at noon. So I'll just follow me. How about that? And I will let you know about all of these things.
Yeah.
Mint Milana.
Mint Milana.
And you're...
Get it?
Yeah, Mint Milana.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the
Milano
it's
like
the cookies.
Cookies.
Mint Milana.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. Now I do.
Yeah.
And then you have, and you're on these AT&T commercials where people probably recognize you
where
daily.
Where did you find this lady? I haven't done those commercials for 2 years.
It's the very top thing that comes up.
Yeah, they were a national campaign. It happened.
Yeah, it's very. She's very popular in that role for a long time, but she doesn't do it anymore.
You know, when I did your other podcast, when I did Doug Loves Movies, there was a guy there who had also done a number of campaigns, and he takes me by the hand, like almost like a witch who spotted a child, and he was like, "Never stop doing those."
And that man was like Matthew McConaughey.
Like it's totally your decision.
Yeah, right.
I just want to keep doing those.
Well, this is great.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Find her on Twitter and Instagram and all that, you guys.
Mint Milana.
Mm-hmm. And
what about you guys? What's your...
Oh, yeah. Do you have
Severance Wine
media?
Bar on Instagram and Facebook, Severance Wine Bar. Yeah. Keep it easy.
Awesome.
And SeverenceLA.com for all the other stuff.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
thanks. Yes. We will... This is... You know, you don't find this too often, I don't think. I've never been to a restaurant that has this yet here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's
sure
what we want to do.
Here somewhere.
Different.
I'm going to be at the Tampa Improv on Thursday, February 28th, doing stand-up before heading out on a couple of cruises, the 311 cruise and the Trailer Park Boys cruise.
Sounds like both of those things are made up.
Yeah. They're both going to be crazy.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. This will be my fifth 311 cruise.
No, that's not a real thing.
It's real.
Yeah. 311.
What is a 311 cruise?
311 came on.
It was all built around the band 311.
Yeah.
People listen to them.
Yeah, they love it.
Enough to go on a cruise,
they're
though.
Huge, yeah.
And you have to
they're
be
huge.
Stuck on a boat with them in the
they're
middle
huge.
Of the ocean.
You get it's sold out. Cruise sells out months in advance, and they do it every other year. And people love it. They just have a huge following. A lot of pot smokers.
A lot of 17-year-olds.
So it's my people. Well, it is interesting. Like, young people are finding them, too. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like they're really staying relevant just because young people and old people like them. But, yeah, for everyone here after this delicious meal, and, of course, Aristotle on the ones and twos.
Thanks, Aristotle.
He does a great job. Tells me when to go to commercial. Tells me when the show's too long.
Like now?
He's making the face right now.
Well, we're clocking in good time.
Yeah. Bon appetit, mother effers!
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Doug and Mommy.
It's a good show!